Okay, I believe now we're at the part of the agenda where we hear our committee reports. And yesterday, since we had limited time due to the legislative visits, the healthcare system committee did not meet this cycle, so their next meeting will be in July. But the other three committees met, and I would like to call on Trustee Ray Cepeda, Chair of the Audit, Budget, Finance, and Facilities Committee, to give us a report on his committee.
Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, Ray.
So a meeting of the ABFF committee was held 1 o'clock on Monday, May 1st, 2017. Members of the committee present made up a quorum of Chairman, Trustee, Trustees Montgomery, Trustee Edward, and Trustee McMillan, Treasurer McKeever, and Student Trustees Hoffman and Schumach. After approval of the March 6, 2017 committee meeting minutes, the following draft board items and presentations were made. Senior Associate Vice President and Deputy Controller Michael Bass presented for committee consideration the preliminary operating budget for fiscal year 2018. Executive Vice President Dr. Barbara Wilson presented for committee consideration the tuition rate for online master in accountancy academic year 2017-2018 for the College of Business in Urbana. Mr. Bass presented 10 capital and real estate items for committee consideration, including design presentations for the renovation and addition of the Illinois Street Dining Hall in Urbana and the Bruce Nesbitt African American Cultural Center in Urbana. Assistant Vice President Dwayne Elmer presented 2 purchase and 5 renewal recommendations for committee consideration. Mr. Bass presented meeting minutes and the naming of the president and director of the Prairieland Energy, Inc. These matters were approved at a meeting of the Prairieland earlier today. Executive Director for Business and Financial Business and Finance, Ms. Ginger Velasquez, presented the fiscal year 2016 compliance audit report. Executive Director of the University Audits, Ms. Julie Zimaitis, presented a summary of the internal audit activity for the quarter ended March 31, 2017. Board Secretary Ms. Deidre Williams discussed a recommendation to disclose certain minutes of the executive sessions pursuant to the Open Meetings Act. And under old business, responses to questions for March 6, 2017 meeting were included in the committee meeting materials. The committee went into executive session and upon reconvening acted on the disclosure of certain minutes of the executive session pursuant to the Open Meetings Act. The meeting adjourned at 2:57, which is right under 2 hours. It was a long meeting. There are 13 items for board consideration today are recommended to the board in full. Items 16 through 28 on today's board agenda for consideration are recommended by the committee to the full board and they're in the package. So the next meeting of the committee is set for Monday, July 10th, 2017 at 1 p.m.
Thank you, Ray. Any questions for Ray or any members of the ABFF committee?
I just corrected. I was not at your meeting for the first time in 8 years.
You're right. You weren't there. No, I'm sorry. I stand corrected. Yes, you were not there.
You've been such a fixture.
Fixture, that's true.
For so long. Okay.